Aloha, and welcome to another class overview for the service department. The class we're dealing with today is flat rating, standard times, a most important subject. How do you establish times that we're going to use for quotations, that we're going to use for scheduling the floor, if you don't keep history? How can you keep history unless you have a code against which you can have all of the same type of repairs be measured? So in this class, we talk first about the job code structure. How do you define and describe and develop a job code that can be used meaningfully to track and control labor? We deal with the different sections of the machine: engine, transmission, electrical, hydraulic, undercarriage, safety items, etc. And each of those is a component code. And we have two components, major component and minor component. The major component might be an engine. The minor component might be a water pump. Then we have to know what we're doing. Are we removing it? Are we installing it? Are we removing it, repairing it, and installing it all in one smash, like a water pump, for instance? Or do we take it off and repair it on an engine stand, for instance, if we're overhauling an engine that might take 40 to 60 to 80 hours by itself? So the operation code comes into it, and then we deal with what I've used as a sequence code. Many times you're going to have the same operation have the same job code. I don't want to be able to mix up those circumstances. The best example of that would be maintenance, where I have a 250-hour, 500-hour, 1,000-hour. So I'm going to have a maintenance code, for instance, 1,300, a maintenance operation, for instance, E, and then I'm going to have 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000, etc., and each of them would have a sequence code. 250 is 1, 500, 2, etc. So we go through all of this, as well as how you collect the data to establish meaningful times and accurate times. It's a very complicated subject, standard times. I hope this overview gave you a better understanding of what happens in this particular class. It's complicated. I look forward to talking with you in another class in the near future. Mahalo.